Welcome to On the Brink, a fresh lens to take you and your business to new heights. Hi, I'm Andy Simon. I'm your host today. And you know that my job is to help you see, feel, and think in new ways. Your job is to help get off that brink. And sometimes you're not quite sure what you need to do that. So I'm bringing you today a woman who I have a deep friendship with. She's a great colleague. I met her through my Vistage work. Elisa Spain is here to talk to you a lot about how do you get off the brink. So help them talk about what you're beginning to experience and why this is so important to share.
As you mentioned, I've been coaching executives for many years. And in recent years, I've begun to notice changes in how people are approaching their careers. And I've come to think about our careers like software versions. And our careers and our lives together, there's kind of the 1.0, which is the figuring it out stage. And usually we go whatever route we go from education to that 1.0 from a career point of view. And then there's the 2.0, which is from a life point of view, the accumulation stage. And from a career point of view, it's the getting set stage, I guess I'd call it. And then the 3.0 is what some of us have come to call choice. I'm attracted to learning more about that and also working with people that are in either of those two places. And what I'm finding is there's a lot of us. The traditional work for the same company for X number of years and then retire, we're all saying it's over. Millennials have certainly demonstrated that it's over for them, but Xers and boomers want change too. We're all living a lot longer and, you know, we get bored. It's time for something different. Or in the case of the 3.0, one of my clients says it very well, you know, the dog caught the car. You're striving, except you got a lot of life left. So now what? So I first began to see this with some of my Vistage members who were at a place where they decided it was time to sell their business. And one client who was a serial entrepreneur, who the first time he sold his business, he was in the age range that's more the 2.0, and he was hugely depressed and didn't do anything except for sit in his basement and watch television until somebody finally woke him up. He then proceeded to start the next business. But there was no model for him to figure out what to do at 2.0. He had to kind of fumper through it. And with my member, similarly, then when he was at the place of 3.0, we started working together. And what he found was having a coach and having that sounding board at this stage of his life helped him think it through and make good decisions. You and I were talking before this about what I'm calling the silver medalist syndrome, where all these incredibly accomplished people don't see themselves as accomplished because, I don't even know if stuck is the right word, but we'll use that one. They're stuck at a place where they know they want to do something else and they don't know what that is. First of all, knowing that it's normal, knowing that it's okay, I think is the first step that coaching provides. And then the other is some sort of structure for thinking it through so I can figure out what's next. Part of it is so much of who we are is defined by what we do. So it's coming up with that story of what I do. Like I'm working with a client now who we started out talking about what are you going to put on your business card? And he's saying, well, you know, at first he was very hung up about it. And now he's like, I don't even want to think about that. I'm saying, but you got to, because, you know, like you got to put something on LinkedIn, for example. So thinking through how you're going to describe yourself, how you're going to tell the story about who I am today. Now you need to become intentional when you get to the 2.0 and 3.0. I ask people to kind of think through what are my strengths. And what I find is that sometimes what people think they are and what's gotten them to where they are not really what their strengths are. And as they explore other opportunities, I ask them to try and match that self-analysis of strengths to the opportunities from as objective a point of view as possible. And then we do that together of what strengths are required for these things you're looking at and what are yours.
As you're talking to people in the C-suite, in leadership positions, who are looking at the next 2-0, 3-0, even the 4-0, the next phase in their lives, two or three things that you want them to reflect on or remember as we're beginning to close our time together?
And I really think there's only one, which is to remember that transition is a positive. It's a new beginning, and it's the gift you're giving yourself.